Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen. George Kramer.
Here.
Randy Hayes. You have a quorum.
All right. Would you go ahead and explain the meeting procedures, please?
Yes, I would like to welcome you to the March 20th, 2017 Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division 3 permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. Three public hearings were held last week, therefore three Division 3 permit applications will be voted upon this evening. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff files including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit B. The Planning Commission will hear eight new concept requests, which will be presented during the Monday, April 10th, 2017 public hearing. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month, April 10th, 2017. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. And you may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
All right. If you've all had a chance to look at the minutes, and I think it's been pointed out to each one of us, the amended copy of the minutes, and so I would entertain a motion to approve or disapprove those.
I'll make a motion to approve the new minutes with the adjustment and the change.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the minutes as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, we're down to the final votes. The first one at 167 North Tuscany Nightly Rentals has been withdrawn. The next one on the list is National Enzyme, and I believe we have a representative here.
This is case number 2017-4. If y'all remember, is that property next to the existing National Enzyme building? Let me know what you want to see or not see. Here's the staff recommendations. The Planning Commission has the ability to change or any of those.
All right. The chair at this time is open for a motion.
I make a motion to approve it.
Motion's been made. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that motion.
All right. Is there any discussion among the commission here on this?
Well, I think it's a real plus for this side of the county that we're going to be adding. How many jobs did you say, sir?
We're up to 100 over the next 5 years.
Yeah, that's great news. Good luck.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? I would ask for a vote on this then. All in favor?
Aye.
Vote is unanimous. I think I heard all of them. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, I see Mr. McFadden's here. 764 Jones Road, Nightly Rental.
Case number 2017-5. It's the one on Jones Road. Of course, the house is tore down, as we talked about before. I've met with Mr. McFadden out there on the septic, and we've got it worked out into the back. If you remember, his preliminary drawing concept there was connected guest house to the main house, three-bedroom main residence with the attached two-bedroom guest house. His decision of record reads like all of the nightly rentals have. We have compliance letters from the appropriate fire district. We'll need a valid Department of Sales tax, no outside storage equipment, subject to all existing easements, and then the statement for the maximum occupancy per dwelling. And then it's approved as a special use permit. Can't be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And then it needs to be recorded within 120 days.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Yeah. Does anyone have any questions that they would want to ask about this? I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the project.
Motion has been made to approve. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Is there no further discussion? We will vote at this time. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I think I caught all four of them again. Vote was unanimous.
Thank you, gentlemen.
The next project is 127 North Tuscany Nightly Rental. Here we are. He's here.
Case number 2017-6. Remember, this is the one right here on North Tuscany. There's kind of a view from the east. Decision of record reflects the same verbiage as all the other nightly rentals. Appropriate fire district, sales tax license, storage equipment or solid waste, then our occupancy. Of course, the special use permit, and then it's not used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use changes.
Okay, you didn't turn it on down for the last one, or did you?
No, yep, right there.
There we go.
That's our special use permit.
That's what I was looking for. Okay, same as all the rest of
them. Mm-hmm. Anybody has any questions?
Anyone on the commission have any questions or any discussion on this project, or ask the applicant here?
This is the one with the real steep driveway, right?
It is.
And it's a joint driveway with the next door.
I think the photograph will show the aerial view. And the property next door has a very similar driveway, and you can see there are four cars parked there. We allow access to the garage for our tent, our guests, and there's a flat spot at the top of the drive to accommodate two additional cars. From a statistical standpoint, we average 3.2 guests per stay. So we rarely have anyone with even more than two cars. I'd also like to point out that, if I may, that we've owned the property since 2007, and we've rented it out on a very limited basis. We rent it 23% to 26% of the time, which is very minimal. We consider our vacation home, so we're not attempting to push it out there and overuse it as a rental. We use it about 15% to 16% of the time, and the balance of the time, which amounts to 60% of the time, it's vacant.
Didn't you say that you have been renting it since 2007, since you purchased it?
Indeed we have, and we've had the valid Missouri sales tax certificate. We've abided by all the rules and regulations there. In that period of nine years that we've rented it, we haven't had one complaint, issue, or problem from any of the neighbors or the neighborhood, and we applied for this independently so we could address any issues that anyone might have, because we run it correctly.
When you purchased this, sir, you purchased it so you could nightly rent. You were told, or you have something in the declarations that tell you that you can use this as a nightly rent?
Yes. Would you like to see that?
Well, if you have anything, a legal document, like the declarations that show the declarations of the condominium declarations or covenants or...
Well, I carried all my paperwork in here the last two times, and I never
But it was marketed to you as a nightly rental.
It was advertised on billboards. I mean, we have all the flyers. We're very organized people. My wife, Jane, and I are very organized people, and we've documented everything. And as a matter of fact, it was rented by Branson Creek as well as Murder Rock at the beginning. And we decided, since we were going to retire down here, that we didn't want it overused. And we decided to manage it ourselves in 2011. And that's when we took control of it. We block off big amounts of time that people aren't allowed to come down. And that way we're able to actually rein the rentals back to where we want it. So when we move down here, the place will be nice. We take very good care of it. Any additional questions that I might...
Yeah, any questions or comments from the commission here?
I'd like to see what you've got, if you don't mind.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have that on my computer. You're welcome.
That was also posted on billboards, and the concept was you could buy, rent it out, and go from there. And those were brand new, and it has the rental rates and everything on there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We want to be sure that we're approved, so we want to be sure that if you have any questions that need to be answered, and again, that's why I took the responsibility of filing and addressing our property individually so that you knew that what our statistics were and everything else.
Anything else from the commission members? If not, I would entertain a motion.
I'm going to have to make a motion to accept it as written.
Thank you.
Do I hear a second on that motion?
I'm going to second it.
Thank you.
The motion has been made and seconded. Is there any other discussion or any other thing that you want to discuss on this before the vote?
How many nightly rentals are on this street now?
Not sure, to be honest with you. We pretty much keep to ourselves. When we're down there, we're strolling around, we talk to people, we don't know if they're renting or if they live there. We do know that everyone is very gracious.
I don't remember, did you say last week that your other joining neighbor there in the same building, is it a nightly rental or is that a...
It is not. It is not. They're permanent residents, and she's a physician, a doctor, a dentist, actually, and...
She hasn't any objections to the nightly rental?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, she wrote us a nice letter in support.
So she has not been to any of the meetings?
She has not. Absolutely not. No. However, she does endorse us, and I do have documentation, an actual letter of endorsement.
Right. We don't, or I don't need to see that.
Thank you.